Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah.
Wanna get away? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with an overview of what's going on in terms of the usual things, the balance of what's going on in airplanes and on airlines and air. You told me yesterday that American Airlines in the first quarter of this year profited by nearly $1 billion. Right. This is an airline that 4 years ago lost $1 billion, I think, in the first quarter, didn't it?
Billion, yeah. And, you know, Delta's doing real good, too. United's doing real good.
All right, so then let's look at mergers. The way they sell this to us is that we'll have more flights going to more places and they'll be cheaper. When in fact, there are fewer flights going to fewer places and they're more expensive, but it's good for them.
Yeah, look at Southwest Airlines and AirTran. Southwest usually made about $400 million a year. That was a good year for Southwest.
Right.
This first quarter, now the first quarter is usually January, February, and March, one of the worst travel periods of the year except for the spring break travel period.
Yep.
And the airlines, many of them are losing money over the past. Southwest always stressed that month, that quarter, because they reported like 100 and some quarters of pure, you know, a profit of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And they did $400 million. Okay, now that's what Southwest used to do in a year in profits.
Right.
And now they did that in the worst quarter of the year. Mm. Short-haul flights in America today, if you fly like Dallas to Houston or Dallas San Antonio, Dallas Midland, which was 300, 400 miles away, they're running $175 to $225. And yet, out of Dallas, because of the Wright Amendment and some fare wars, we can fly to Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Washington, D.C., for under $100. And
wow.
There's double and triple the distance. There's no rhyme or reason.
No, there isn't. And the way this stuff is going out, I track the same because for 23 years, the most frequent flying route that I take is Boston to Los Angeles. And I do it normally 12, 13, 14 times a year. Sometimes more. It just depends. So when I'm back and forth during the winter, price is $300 and something. So now I'm going next week to L.A. It was $500 and something. And I asked about June. It's $700 and something just because of demand. Even though on that particular route, there are more flights now than there were a year ago, but fewer than there were 4 years ago. So, but more people are traveling, so the airline figures out how to box them. They're going to go through Chicago or maybe Dallas or whatever it is just to keep the planes all full. And that's the secret here, isn't it? When's the last time you got on a plane that wasn't full?
They've actually done something they've been trying to do for probably 20 years, and now they've got there.
Yeah.
Not only did that work, they also get lower fuel.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then you combine that. Seats,
here's another one. I'm going to Orlando in 2 weeks. So I don't have status on Delta like I do on American. American to go to Orlando is a pain in the neck. So I go to Delta. Got to pay $59 more for the trip each way to get in a seat that isn't 31 inches from the last seat. So at least I can, and I'm not a big guy.
And that's something your listeners really need to look at this summer. Not only do you want to book in advance and find the cheapest airfare, but you also want to get the planes, and you're probably going to sit in the back of the airplane if you hope to get a family of four together. If not, there'll be plenty of middle seats, but do you want a family of four, especially if they're three, four, and five, you know, down the middle of the seats, or they're going to force you to pay a premium for what they call the seats. And some of these
have
seats won't be any special other than they're an hour or a window.
Yep. Now, there's one thing. We got about a minute left here. Some of the experts are saying rows of seats packing passengers in closer together may be a safety problem, and the FAA is looking at this. So you think the FAA will force the airlines to push seats back so there's more room so in case there's an emergency, people can get out?
I don't know. The first airline they better look at is Spirit Airlines.
Spirit, right, man.
Their pitch is 28 inches.
Yeah.
The average American Delta and I is probably 30, 31 inches in coach. Southwest, actually, airplanes, it can be up to the 737s, 800s can be up to 33 inches. Yeah. And then JetBlue still has some planes out there with 34 inches. So, I mean, yeah, this, everybody thinks it's getting a little bit smaller and this and that, but what they're doing is they're just giving, they're just moving the seats around and making it really tight in the back of the plane. They're making the premium seats with more leg room so they can charge more in the front.
More. Give us more. Tom Parsons, check out bestfares.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.